KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Fuel prices will be steeper from midnight. Motorists will be paying more for both grades of petrol as the price is going up by 82 cents a litre. Diesel will cost 1.01 and 1.05 more per litre. Mineral Resources spokesperson Robert Mike says higher oil prices and a weaker rand were drivers.
Illuminating paraffin will increase by 1.29 a litre at retail level, and LP gas will increase by 42 cents per kilogram. The freight or shipping costs for LP gas were higher on average during the same period.
Childline KZN is urging caution ahead of the publication of the Sex Offenders Registry. The National Register will be accessible to the public from the end of this month. Justice Minister Mamologo Kubaye said the aim is to protect children and keep parents informed. Childline's Adeshini Naika says they've long advocated for the move, but she stressed that the information needs to be handled responsibly.
We urgently call for better checks and stronger systems to make sure people with these backgrounds are not in positions where they can harm our children. I also want to caution against any risk of people taking matters into their own hands or violating the privacy of those on the register. The register should be used respectfully, bearing in mind the individual's rights.
The father of the businessman who was gunned down in Umhlanga says he respects the outcome of the bail bid by two brothers accused of the murder. Shailen Singh was killed in a parking lot off Meridian Drive in late December. The Durban Magistrates Court yesterday denied Feral Govender bail, but it granted his younger brother Darren a bail of 200,000 rand with conditions. The victim's father, Pradeep Singh, has thanked the investigating officer and prosecution team's efforts.
I think it was quite fair in the outcome. The guy can stay in jail for 50 years. He's never going to bring a son back to his parents, a husband back to his wife, or a father back to his son. Shailen was in his prime of his life. He had big aspirations, big dreams. All we can do for Shailen now is pray that justice prevails.
China has launched an investigation into Google and is threatening from Monday to place tariffs on some U.S. goods from pickup trucks to oil. It risks some products becoming more expensive. It's after the U.S. slapped charges of 10% on Chinese imports in a row over the flow of the opioid fentanyl. Donald Trump has also threatened the EU. Anthony Gardner is a former U.S. ambassador in Brussels.
Leaving the EU means the U.K. is more exposed and also a very difficult line to walk because Trump will probably want the U.K. to do things that it may not want to do, i.e. to move away from EU regulation and to move closer to U.S. regulation.
That clip is courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 32 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay, 36. The top story, fuel prices will be steeper from midnight, with the price of petrol going up by more than 80 cents and diesel costing more than a rand more. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.